Hey everyone, welcome to this episode of the Optimism Show. Today we have Tim Cox, who's the partnership manager at Pull Together, and he loves creating silly songs, actually. Welcome, right. Tim.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Amazing to have you. And really looking forward to some of the conversations that we're going to dive in today, especially regarding partnerships and AI. But before we go into all the details, like, I'd love to for you to have some time to just introduce yourself briefly so everyone knows who you are and where you're really headed and where you're coming from.
Yeah. So, I've been in this space full-time crypto since like November 2021. So like the peak of the last cycle, and really just knew straight down from there. And so really got turned into a bear right off the bat. What got me into it was before that I was doing nonprofit marketing in New York City for a decade, and COVID hit and I got laid off. And so I was, you know, in the midst of, I've always had side hustles, just trying to figure out what's the next step. And I had a friend who was like, "You've dabbled in crypto, right?" And I was like, yeah, totally. And 2019, 2020, just tried Uniswap, things like that, got an ENS. And they're like, "Oh, you probably have airdrops." I'm like, "What's an airdrop?" And so that's kind of what got me in back into the space and thinking about it full time. Learned technical analysis, how to like look at charts, things like that. And really, I just joined two communities in crypto. The Pool Together community, which is my friend who told me about the airdrops, did that. And I had deposited and I had a Pool Together airdrop also. And then the other thing was right at that time when I started looking into crypto, there was somebody who was drawing Wassies for people for free on Twitter, Yellow Bra. And I was like, dude, I have tons of cats. I would love a Wassie with tons of cats. And they drew me a piece of artwork of a Wassie with tons of cats for free. And I was blown away. So I was like, well, let me do this with silly songs. And so I joined the Wassie community. And so I've really, this whole time since November 2021, been really with those two communities, thinking about doing like marketing. And so that's what was like the meme content. And then as it evolved, I was just like, there's not a lot of people in this space and we're all building. And I feel like the best marketing is actually like partnerships and working with other projects and kind of like vampire attacking each other. And so that was how I kind of evolved into partnerships in the space. What are we at? 2025. It feels like it's been a decade and it's only been 4 years. Wow.
Time passes differently in bear market, though.
Oh my gosh, it does. It really does.
but I definitely get it when you say like partnerships are like the core with like in Web3, but when most people think of partnerships, they think of like this structured, okay, it's like cross promo and stuff. When in fact in Web3, even in Web2 and other spaces, but especially in Web3, like the meme content or some kind of you adding some kind of a uniqueness, from my understanding, works a lot better for partnerships. But would love to hear your perspective on that and what so far, like what are some of your favorite partnerships that you have created for Pool Together? And what are some unique ways that you noticed along your journey to create partnerships?
Yeah, well, I'll quickly explain Pool Together, because the way that it works is very partnership beckoning. It's very it's dependent on partnerships, actually. So Pool Together started in 2019, and it started with a simple idea. What if you could save money and win instead of just like save money and get like a boring APR? Like, what if you could actually like stop people from playing the lottery because saving and winning was so much more profitable, or it was a better feeling, right? So they've gone through multiple iterations of how to do that, and this we're currently on the fifth one, and V5 allows you to take any yield source and turn it into Pool Together. So you can take any yield source, anything that generates yield. And it becomes a prize vault. It uses ERC-4626 to be able to do that. And so that's step one, is like going out and getting yield sources of partnerships. Pool Together is very security conscious, so we've always like looked at Aave as like, this is our partner. you know, never, you know, knock on wood, never been hacked. It's always great. Let's just keep it with Aave. And so with V5, though, we've been able to branch out. So now we have Morpho, Moonwell, Beefy, Yearn. Underlying on Beefy and Yearn is Velodrome, Aerodrome. You know, so there's now we're kind of increasing the risk stack here. But that's step one is yield sources, is like, how do we talk to them? How do we go out and get them interested? Where are the incentives? That sort of thing. During this last cycle we had these meme coins, and how can you get pooled together to be very meme coiny? And that was something that I did, was I was like, well, you can create you can actually create a staking vault and deposit whatever you want into pool together. And so I'd go out, and any meme coin that was like sent to me, or I would create a staking vault for it. So I created you could deposit it in a pool together. Nothing would happen, but at least you could do that. And with that staking vault, people can like submit yield for you. And so you can win. So projects did that. Actually, I had some meme coin projects actually encourage their people to deposit, and then they would submit yield as so that they can win, like to incentivize them to stake.
Also, that's an interesting idea, actually. And also, like, especially for the bigger meme coin projects that are more sustainable, that is something that could really change things up, because no one wants to provide liquidity for a meme coin.
Yeah,
at least not that many people. But
yeah,
it like win, like stake, like just holding and winning, it's a lot more, it's a lot more appealing.
Oh, totally. So yeah, you can stake, and then you can win prizes from that from the prize pool of pool together, or you can use bonus rewards. So this is when you deposit into pool together, you get prizes because of the yield, but then also like you get a bonus pool now. So we have this automated setup thing to where you just get drip the pool token. And you might also get OP, or like I know that a meme coin Hire gave people Hire because they pool together. Depositors are wholesome people. They're not like, you know, they're people that you want holding your token. And so let's drip some tokens on them. So yeah, you have a meme coiners who are staking. They can win some prizes, but then you can also drip them your meme coin, right? Like you can get other meme coins that are like, we want to vampire attack all the Hire holders. Let's drip some of our tokens to them. And that's actually what I did with the Solana phone. And they call me on my soul phone. People would just drop meme coins on me, and I would notice them when they got to a certain value. I'd be like, oh, okay, well, Moon with the Bull seems like a thing now. Moon with the Bull, I got, you know? And that's, you could do the same thing with pull together users. So there's a lot of kind of tools in the toolbox to be able to use to reach those depositors.
It's actually a really interesting way, though, like that, at least how I see it from my perspective, that projects, even smaller projects, could really incentivize stability in a way that's already gamified for them. So no gamification required, just direct people.
Yeah. I'll give you another. This answers your partnership question. Bankless, we all know Bankless, right? They give everybody a citizen POAP. You get like a, if you're a member at the beginning of each year, you get and go claim your, which reminds me, I got to go claim my POAP for 2025. And what I did for 2024 is, a dramatic pause, I sent everybody a token that I made. So I created an ERC-20 token with Third Web, because anybody can do it for free. And I did it on whatever chain. I forget what chain I did. Maybe Base. But I would do it on the juiciest chain, the chain with the biggest prizes, right? And I think at the time that was Base. And then I sent each POAP holder one token. I created the token. I created a staking vault and pool together. I deposited that token. I took that prize token and I sent one to each POAP holder. So anybody who had the Bankless 2024 token had this prize token, and then I gave him chances to win prizes. And Bankless actually did this themselves. They sent money to the prize pool, and there were some Bankless members who won 90, 100 bucks from pool together because they were, you know, basically paid for their membership by game of game. So the cool thing is you can take anything that's happened on chain and you can give it chances to win prizes. using this method, using pull together, and we didn't use any code. I didn't have to open up any VS code or anything like that. It's all low code. It's no code stuff that you could just do. You interact with Etherscan and make it happen. So it's really cool. Yeah, to be like, yeah.
You practically just connect, and it enables it opens up a completely new avenue for projects, regardless if they're like projects, utility, or just a meme coin. Like,
that's right.
Wants to build a stronger community.
Like, yeah.
I definitely didn't know about that, about Pool Together. And
yeah.
Going forward with the partnerships question, though, like, what are some core things that maybe while you're doing partnerships for Pool Together, you notice like, okay, this is something that works in Web3, or it's just a Web3 thing?
Versus Web2?
Versus Web2, or it's like completely unseen anywhere else.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. I think, okay. So there is this Web3, Web2 kind of clash that I still feel, because I'm very much not a Web2. I come from the nonprofit world, and I wanted to be Web2 so bad, and I got like rejected a bunch in that world, and now I'm Web3, and then I see all the Web2, I'm like, whatever, welcome to the future, you know, when I see Web2 people. I think the thing that I, and it's hard to do at a big company, right? But because this is so like pulled together community, things like this is so like scrappy and experimental. It's the ability to just try stuff and do stuff, maybe without the lawyers getting involved, or like you just get to build and experiment. So one of the things that I was doing with the bankless submit, you know, like this whole thing, I created like a Google spreadsheet, and I used AI to like fly in all of our API data for prizes, and just kind of like on the fly create dashboards. And because this is not, because we're like building, I'm using Google Docs, I'm using like Telegram, I'm not creating long emails, I'm not creating decks, like slide decks. I'm like, hey, I made you a vault. Like, this is how I initiate a conversation. Hey, look what I built you. Like, I legit just built you a whole thing. You know, like instead, it's like going, if you have a website business and you want to go build websites for people, it's like showing up with the website already built for them. You know, that's what I was doing. That's what I've been doing, is like, I have an idea. Let me do an experiment and let me see if this project will bite, or if they'll buy it. So that Google spreadsheet then turned into the site that I created called Timalytics, which is, it's basically, I was like, Pool Together wins when people are trying to like, I think it wins when people try to game the system, like try to find the best way to get the grand prize and that sort of thing. So that's what I did. I guess that's kind of a unique thing, I think, is just creating actual like products for people before I approach them, primarily just so I get their attention. Like, that's my, you know, like, hey, I built you something. All right. I guess in the Web2 world or in other worlds, you know, like ain't nobody got time for that. But for me, I'm like, hey, like, you're a big fish. We're a small fish. I made you something. This is really interesting to you. And then I think the other thing is like, it's all highly relational. It's all the people I've met at ETH Denver, people I have relationships with. And then my other thing is, when I'm in these group chats, which are, I find easy to get into, like people are like, oh, let me connect you with this project, that project. I find the person that responds the fastest over the most, you know, whoever frequently responds the fastest, and then I start DMing that person. That's my other like partnerships tactic, is like, ooh, you're on it. You and me, we're doing this, baby. Let's do it.
That's an interesting tactic, though. I definitely haven't heard about that one.
There's earlier, always somebody. There's always somebody who's on it.
There's
and
always
I'm like,
somebody.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, there is. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, we're besties now. And let's just take this to the DMs. And then I can communicate back, right? Yeah.
And to be honest, even in most communities, somehow they always know everything that's happening, the person that's on it all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we got to come up with a name for that, like the Gandalf or the wizard or the guru, I don't know, something like that. Yeah.
That would be a cool name. We're going to pull
you're,
one
you're
from
like
Lord
that,
of the
Chris.
Rings.
Like the fact that you slide into the DM, you know, we talk, whatever. You're like one of those people that's like, okay, yeah. Like I even had to move this to next week, and you like responded within 5 minutes or something. I was like, okay, Chris is on it. Okay, cool.
Always on it. Always on chain.
That's right. But, you got to be it.
like even looking at it, like those are like the little things that a lot of projects are not even looking at. And it can save them a lot of headaches instead of digging through. Just find that one person, communicate with them. They'll do most of the connecting for you after that.
Yep. You know, I'm helping you. You're helping me. I made you a dog. Here's the dog. This helps you go. You shop it around. You know, oh, that doesn't help you shop it around. What would? Okay, let me go make that for you real quick. You know.
Exactly. It's amazing. And I know another thing that you mentioned previously is also like, building with AI.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear like what are you doing over there, and like what are some things that you're working on or have used it?
Yeah, I'll give you an example from this week. My buddy is a partner at Consensus and has showed his calendar for ETH Denver, and what he does is he says yes to every event that he's ever invited to at ETH Denver. So his calendar is atrocious. And then he's like, I need AI to go through this calendar and just tell me, like, basically Google Maps used to have a thing where you could just load up your calendar on Google Maps and see like where all your meetings were. And he kind of wanted to find like where the center of gravity was. So I quickly made, I called it save time and win. So I made like a little, you drop your Google Calendar link. It has to be public. So basically you just kind of like say yes to everything. You duplicate your calendar, and then you make it public, and you give it to the site that I made, and you basically it says which event are you at. You pick your event, and it shows you the closest next events. That's all I did, but I did it in like 15 minutes by just like chatting with Bolt.new, this AI site maker, and I just like made it, sent it to him. I was like, hey dude, solved your problem. Here you go. He's like, well, it doesn't really. I want to see it on the map. Yeah, I'm like, dude. This will do it if you want, whatever, you know, but I love doing that. I love like coming up, and I tied it to Pool Together. I like save time and win. If you want to save and win, you can use Pool Together. I was like, oh, okay, this is cool. Like I made like a little solve your problem thing, but the AI, I've been hopping around to all the services like Claude, ChatGPT, Perplexity, Replit, Bolt.new. And really Bolt.new has been like my go-to, solves everything from database to environment, deploying, everything is solved, and I can just chat to it until I get the thing that I want. It's been a game changer. I mean, I find myself basically weekly creating a new thing to solve an issue. And I use it with partnerships. So I was like, hey, Pool Together wins when people can see how to you see asymmetries within Pool Together. Basically, the asymmetry is there's a high grand prize on a chain and there's not a lot of yield coming in, which means if you submit, like you can, if a project comes in and submits more yield than what's happening, they have a higher chance to like kind of swipe the grand prize. Right. If I can make this transparent, then that's better for Pool Together. And so, boom, I made Timalytics now you can go check it out and see. It'll highlight which chains have the asymmetries going on. So I whatever the problem is, whatever the issue is with partnership conversations or whatever, I can quickly hop to an MVP with these, you know, with Replit or new.
That's honestly a really interesting way of giving people something, like giving the big fish something just to get their attention. But on the other hand, like having these little solutions, also just because it blends user experience, the way I see it, and tech and fast building, even though it seems like a simple thing, it helps communication of the project, I think, a lot more because you just know what to do. And like considering the attention deficit right now,
oh, yeah.
It makes it a lot easier.
100%. Yeah. Yeah. Let me give you an example. So the other thing I like to do is use products, right, and try them out. And have you used Burner? Do you know about this? The Burner wallet?
Burner.
Yeah. So they're little plastic cards. And here's one. I got to get the purple one because it's pulled together, right? Yeah. So it's a burner card, right? And okay. you tap it to your phone, and there's an NFC chip in here, and it creates like, it's basically like a little web wallet. But it's, you have to have the card to use it. So you have to, it's like a hardware wallet, and it uses this NFC chip. It's really cool. But what I want to do, this is the idea.
You only use it once, right?
No, you can use it when it's called Burner because like it's a cool name, but no, you can actually use this as like replacing your ledger, like replacing your hardware wallet.
Okay.
And you can use multiple of them with like a safe, right? You can use them as like multiple keys, but you have to have the physical card. But I'm like, ooh, this is purple. This just says Burner on it. I was like, what if we could, what if you could go to a bodega in New York City and instead of buying a lottery ticket, you got a pull together deposit on this and they handed it to you. You tapped it to your phone and you can check right there if you won a prize or not, based on that deposit. And so I'm talking to them right now about doing this. And they're like, lawyers. as soon as I said it. And I'm like, whatever, dude, whatever. You know, because I don't care. I just need to worry about the user experience. When they tap one of these, can there be like a little check prizes button? You know, that's all you need to do is a check prizes button. Let me do this, you know, like I, you know, whatever. So that's my new experiment or my new idea or the thing that I really want to see is like, let's get into a bodega where people buy lottery tickets and let's try to replace that. And I know Base and Coinbase would love that kind of environment. But again, lawyers,
But that's the thing, like with that idea is like, if you try to like, you know, bodega or like a small place,
yeah,
proves like efficient and everything, then it's just a matter of everyone will want it.
Yeah.
Practically.
Yeah.
And so, plus the thing there, from what I understood also, from what you said about pull together, even if you have the burner wallet, like you buy it, you can check the price, but you still have the money in there.
That's right.
It's like, yep, you pay for a lottery ticket that gives you, yeah, just a lottery ticket for free.
But no money. You don't get your money back. That's right. Yeah. We would do a giveaway at first because I don't want anybody buying anything. I would just be like, hey, just go get like a free, you know, you get 10 bucks or something like that. Fine. You know, I don't know if you could even tie it to with purchase, whatever. But yeah, I could just see the line around the block of people going to like get their lottery ticket and then just the press from that. And then, you know, get a couple news, local media going on. That'd be pretty sweet. So that's my dream. So, you know, good vibes. Let's manifest that in Q1, Q2, 2025. We need some wholesomeness on the timeline. Please.
The lawyers need to speed up, actually.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
yeah.
For stuff like that. But yeah, like exactly things like that. I haven't seen them much, honestly, in crypto, which is kind of sad when you see it, because most projects don't look into completely, which this is guerrilla marketing, practically.
Yeah,
like
that's
if
right.
You say
that's
from
right.
that perspective.
That's right.
And a lot of projects don't really think of that from that perspective. So pull together is on all the super chain, no?
So we're about to. So we're on Base and we're on Optimism as far as the super chain goes, and very very soon we're gonna launch on. I don't even know if I'm allowed to say it. We've said it kind of internally, but like within the community. But yeah, we're waiting to get the final word on the chain that that cares about your eyeballs.
Okay, who got that? Got that.
Let the reader understand.
Let the reader understand. I needed a second.
Yes, yeah, that's good. So that's gonna be the FOMO. I think that's a whole nother group of users who aren't, that's all they know as far as crypto goes. That's like their only, you know, in an entire continent, in, you know.
It's a lot of users that are, yeah, it's a lot of users that practically that's the only connection they have with crypto. So.
Yep. 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 Also connected to AI tangentially. you know?
I don't know if you ever looked into some of the other chains like Frax, because they're very focused on staking as well.
Wow.
So it could be just an interesting thing to explore.
Yeah, need to. I'm reaching out a lot to the ZK side of things, just because I feel like, you know, the Aglayer stuff and Zerion and ZK Sync stuff. So yeah, there's that. Frax. Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm always looking to talk to people, see what incentives are available. You know, because like Pool Together needs a little bit of juice on top of what you would normally get, just to make you feel better about, you know, giving up your steady drip for like the prizes. So if there's you just need a little bit to see the market move into the exactly. Saving and winning side of things. Yeah, just takes a little bit. If, for example, on Gnosis has been really awesome. What they do is they just deposit. They have 400,000 XDAI deposited right now that don't win prizes. So they basically just give you just deposited. So the yield that comes from that juices the prizes. So it's no loss. They don't lose any money. And they get to, you know, incentivize people to move and deposit on their chain. So they're doing that. And they're also doing these safe points. Right now, safe is like trying to figure out, you know, they're paused right now. But this is a 6-month campaign. So if you have a safe wallet and you deposit on Pool Together on Gnosis, you get extra points and you'll get extra safe tokens and stuff for doing that. So that's really cool as well.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool combination.
Yeah. And then Gnosis Pay, we're like this close to your wallet right now. We're this close to you buying a cheeseburger with your Pool Together deposit. That's, I love that.
That would be amazing. Like you just go and buy a cheeseburger with your Pool Together deposit.
Yeah. You're saving, you're winning, and then you got to, and then you buy a cheeseburger, and then you get points on the other side of that for your purchase points,
and you still have the initial money. Full on ecosystem, pool.
Dude, the circle of pool.
Tim, actually, I have two more questions for now. Yeah. Like, first of all, like I'd love to hear. Like, I know you mentioned one of the partnerships. But would love to hear maybe what are some partnerships that you have in mind that you'd like to arrange, and you can also tag them in the podcast so they can check out Pool Together as well.
Yeah, so I really think we need to be on Coinbase, like the mothership app, the sex app, because like you saw that you can now borrow against your Bitcoin on the Coinbase app thanks to, I think it's Morpho, right? So if you could borrow against your Bitcoin on Coinbase, why can't you just save your USDC and win? You know, like let's do it. So that's a big holy grail for me. And I hope that us being on the eyeball chain will then also like create FOMO that will do that. Plus the bodega thing, the burner wallet. I think that's really good. And then I would love to see, like I said, that whole, the ability to like spend, like to buy things and with your savings, right? Like with your Pool Together deposit. So you get points on both sides of things. You get you win. And then when you spend, you win as well. So trying to get kind of the, both of those things. Those are my main, holy grails. I think maybe one other thing would be I don't know what this is called, but going into Venmo. So like actually getting into like the PayPal, the Venmo, like forgetting even the crypto,
the big players, like the big,
yeah,
big players,
like getting into the Web2 fintech space or whatever, and just being like, let's abstract crypto away. It's really crypto under the hood, but that's what we're doing. So
no, but that would actually, that is the way that would, quote unquote, onboard a lot of users into crypto, because they won't even know it's crypto.
They won't even know it. That's right.
That's the thing. Like, they don't even have to know, as long as it gives what it promises.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I'd love to see, like, people build. I think that's the other thing is, like, you win. Like, this is very much Jesse Pollock, but, like, you know, if you have the builders, if people are building with your thing, I would love to see, like, we've seen these Susu clubs, little savings. This is in Ghana, I think this is the way, like it's where everybody puts in money to save. And then everybody, one person a month wins that whole pool of what people put in together. It's kind of this like savings club. We have a user, G Loco, who made a whole product out of Pool Together. And I would love to see that, is like taking the idea of Pool Together and like reskinning it. You know, like I like give prizes to things on chain. Like, you can just drop a token on something and people win. Like, what do we want to give prize power to? Prize power is weird. No one knows what that means. Like, coming up with language, but I would love to see that too. Is like, forget points. Now we're not even talking about points. We're just talking now like chances to win if you go mint this NFT, or if you go do this, or if you go do that or that. And if the grand prize gets large enough, I was looking, we had a 60,000. Yeah, I guess it's the price of ETH. But right now we have like, what, $47,000 grand prize on base. If that got to like $500,000, you know, I think like more and more, like there's this kind of critical snowball effect that happens. So can't wait to see that as well. My name in Discord is Millie Monthly, because that's what I want to see. I want to see us give away $1 million a month. I'm manifesting with my Discord name, baby.
That's a spot on name, though. when it comes to this, like for example, what you said, if someone mints, so even if, do you mean like to implement like Pool Together, even if someone mints like an episode of a podcast on pods.media or a piece of art, also connected, but is that active, or like that's just something that you're looking into?
Yeah, no. So there's for certain things we have prize hooks. You can actually just like you can automate it, but generally right now it's a little bit manual. But yeah, if you can get a wallet list for an action that somebody took on chain, then I have like a whole little video on how you do it that we can include in the show notes or something. But it's basically like, yeah, you create. I call it dropping a token on people. So whatever you want to reward, you just drop a token on them, and then you contribute to the prize pool on behalf of that token, and then the whoever did that action has chances to win now. Yeah.
That's an interesting approach.
Yeah.
That's a very interesting approach, actually. Yeah. You can automate it quite easily, and it's something that can just stay there. It's active. It's not like, okay, you just do it once as a tactic, but it's something that adds on to the project a lot.
Right. Yeah, so for the optimism show, anybody who minted an optimism show, like you could say, you know, who's ever minted it once, drop a token. Like any of your shows, once or more, you could drop a token on them, boom, and give them chances to win prizes. Totally.
Amazing. Yeah. I would actually really consider trying that out.
Yeah, and then the other cool thing is now that we have automated pool, they would actually, based on how much you contribute, those users could also get pool. They would get pool bonus rewards, so everybody would get something anyway. You know, so yeah, it's really
that's the cool thing. Like, it's there's no downside really. Like,
that's right.
It kind of evens out the space of like, you're gonna hold it anyways. Why not just win prizes with it?
Yeah.
Even from that perspective, or if you're not going to hold it anyways, while you're holding it, why not just win some prize?
That's right.
It's going to stay the same anyways.
That's right.
You can, and from what I understand, you can take it out whenever you want.
That's right. Yep.
It's amazing. It was a pleasure. And thank you for bringing such an energy, though.
Totally. Stay optimistic.